tonight. WTOP traffic is brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. WindowNation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP traffic.
And now we're going to Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Nice evening out with just some scattered clouds. Temperatures will drop from the 70s to the 60s. Now, by morning, we'll be mostly cloudy. We'll start out between 45 and 52 degrees. It's going to be dry for the morning rush, but starting at lunchtime, expect some showers until 11 p.m. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville 59, Herndon 63. Foggy bottom, 62 degrees. Some parts of our area falling to the 50s and even the 40s overnight.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights Frederick.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sokas. Coming up here on WTOP, we have breaking news out of the Middle East. An Iranian news agency is talking about an explosion heard in Iran. It may be evidence of Israeli retaliation for last week's missile and drone strike from Iran. We'll keep you updated here on WTOP, 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 12 jurors and one alternate have been seated in former President Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. CBS's Robert Costa says among the people expected to take the stand will be former Trump communications advisor Hope Hicks.
She was also present at the creation of this alleged criminal scheme back in 2016 after Access Hollywood breaks as a story and scandal for Trump. As the Stormy Daniels issue percolates behind the scenes for the Trump campaign, she was a witness to some of those behind-the-scenes conversations about Michael Cohen and Trump and how they were maybe going to handle this situation from erupting as yet another scandal for Trump just before the election.
Trump is accused of falsifying internal business records and making payoffs to bury stories that might have hurt his campaign in 2016. He has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts. Several of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s relatives throw their support behind someone else. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
Carrie Kennedy, the daughter of former Senator and former Attorney General Bobby Kennedy, led the charge.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
Joined by several members of the iconic family, she did not endorse her own brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent.
Congress is moving closer to ending a months-long stalemate over aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, with House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing forward with dividing the aid up into four bills, which the House could vote on as soon as Saturday. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
What he's arguing tonight is that some of this money is a loan, some of this money will help U.S. defense manufacturers, some of this money is in the U.S. interest. But that has not satisfied those critics, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Trump ally, the Georgia congresswoman, who again today told us she's still considering moving forward with her effort to remove Johnson. And issue number one when she discusses this is Ukraine money.
New York police have disbanded a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 protesters. Police Commissioner Edward Caban.
Based on the university's wishes to clear the South Lawn, which again is university property, arrests were made for trespass.
This comes a day after the school's president testified before Congress about anti-Semitism on campus. The United States effectively stops the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny Palestinians full membership of the world body.
12 votes in favor, one vote against, two abstentions.
The Palestinian presidency says the U.S. veto is unfair, unethical, and unjustified. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
10:03 on WTOP on this Thursday evening, April 18th, 2024. Gaithersburg at 58, down to the 40s in places overnight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top stories we have this hour.
Breaking news on WTOP.
Commercial flights have begun diverting their routes early Friday morning local time in western Iran without explanation. That is as one semi-official news agency in the Islamic Republic says that there have been explosions heard over one city named Isfahan. The incident comes as tensions remain high in the wider Middle East after Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack on Israel. Put in simpler words, this may be evidence of the beginning of retaliation by Israel toward Iran for the weekend attack. So far, we are hearing word from local news agencies in Iran about explosions and commercial flights diverting their routes over western Iran. We'll keep you updated here on WTOP as more information comes in. Let's focus locally for a few minutes. Was it fiction or a plan to shoot up an area school? Police believe the latter is true regarding the writings of a Rockville High School student. WTOP's Mike Murillo says the student, 18 years old, is under arrest.
When police and the FBI were tipped off to what 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, wrote in the 129-page Google document, they believe the words were closer to fact. The Rockville teen's writings about an Asian main character that is transgender who wanted to shoot up his school included elements that investigators believe are similar to Ia, who is a Wooten High School student. According to court documents, the character also talks about targeting either a high school or an elementary school to become famous or infamous. The Google document began with a line that said the details inside were fictional, but police with it were able to search the student's home and devices and uncovered Google searches into previous school shootings and bomb making, among other things. The investigation also revealed the teen was hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school while also having suicidal thoughts. Ia has been charged with making a threat of mass violence. While it doesn't appear any weapons were found, documents did say he bought a BB gun online without his parents' knowledge earlier. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Security has been stepped up outside county schools, including Wooten. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A D.C. man has been indicted by a grand jury tonight for a deadly hit and run near the National Mall last year. Police say 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson was fleeing a traffic stop involving Secret Service officers when he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue. This was back in July of last year. Wong was visiting his family from Philadelphia. He later died. His granddaughter has recovered from injuries. Robertson is charged with second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. In another part of the area, two children were taken to the hospital after a school bus crash early today in Fairfax. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports from the scene at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mariolo, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt. So that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
The speed limit is changing along a busy Montgomery County roadway where a pedestrian was hit and killed late last year. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports it's an area where many drivers are speeding.
The speed limit here along Beers Mill Road between Edmonston Drive and Twin Brook Parkway is getting lower from 40 to 35. Eric Florence with the Maryland State Highway Administration explains when drivers are speeding, it means the road conditions make them feel safe doing it.
When we come across that, we have to kind of put in measures to get people to slow down.
One of those measures is resurfacing. Once that's finished, these lanes won't be as big.
It makes the driver drive a little slower because naturally, you drive slower when you feel like you don't have as much room to operate.
The agency found that many people here are driving around 45, which is already over the current speed limit. Last December, a pedestrian crossing the street here near Atlantic Avenue was hit and killed.
SHA's priority is safety.
In Montgomery County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Two planes nearly collided at Reagan National early today. The FAA says an air traffic controller gave a Southwest Airlines plane the green light to cross a runway as a JetBlue plane was lining up to take off from the same runway. ABC News and Good Morning America aviation analyst John Nance was with us earlier to explain that the two aircraft were only two plane lengths apart. We asked him what can be done to prevent this from now on.
The solutions long term are to ramp up the number of air traffic controllers and the training and keep that pipeline going at a higher level than it has been in the past. And secondly, to continue to look for ways that equipment can help us, because there has been a tremendous improvement in the ability to track airplanes on the ground electronically and things of that nature. So we've got to work on several different fronts. But first, last, and always, we're dealing with human beings. And we've got to understand that the way to handle human error is to build a system that can absorb the errors that we cannot stop.
The FAA says it will investigate this incident. Coming up here on WTOP, D.C.'s newest French restaurant in one of the city's oldest buildings. Traffic and weather on the way.
More, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, mybobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
Again, breaking news tonight. Iranian state TV says a loud sound was heard in a province in western Iran, Isfahan province, as flights are now diverted, commercial flights diverted around the area. All of this amid tensions with Israel. We'll keep you updated.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Let's go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, on 395 southbound, headed past Glebe Road toward King Street, single right lane is getting by the work zone, and they are working on the right side southbound after Stafford near Centerport Parkway. Also road work there. Northbound traffic on 95 is heavy and slow through Fredericksburg again tonight. Single left lane gets past the work zone. And on 66 westbound after Nutley, it is the left lane blocked with road work. Looks like they're setting up again on the inner loop of the Beltway after the Springfield interchange again tonight, so be alert there. And around the Beltway on the Maryland side, all is quiet. Now 95 northbound, approaching the Baltimore Beltway, two left lanes get by the work zone. Southbound before Route 32, getting by to the left past road work there as they are blocking the right lane. And it's very slow on 270, northbound mainly, getting past 370 and off and on toward Watkins Mill. First you get by road work, single file left, then single file to the right. And up around Hyattstown near 109, they should be working as well tonight. At least on the northbound side, they were. They may be held back in the slow traffic, though, getting past the work zone of Montgomery Village. And it looks like they're working on Veers Mill Road both ways near Twin Brook Parkway now as you get by single file in each direction. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with a 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert. Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Scattered clouds today, but toasty warm. We're close to 80 degrees earlier today. Now this evening, our temperatures will drop into the lower 70s and 60s. And it's going to be dry through your evening as well as your overnight and even early Friday morning. But clouds will be moving in. We'll turn mostly cloudy and be that way for first thing Friday. So back to a gray start for us. Temperatures 45 to 52 degrees for Friday morning and just under 70 degrees for Friday afternoon with scattered showers from 1 p.m. just past 11 p.m. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg is at 58 degrees, Arlington 61, Lanham 57. Some parts of the area down to the 40s overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour, and here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Existing home sales fell last month. All cash buyers accounted for 1 in 4 sales. EV maker Rivian is cutting jobs for the second time this year. French restaurant Le Grand Boucherie has opened its 14,000 square foot two-level restaurant in the historic Federal American Bank building at 14th and G Northwest. The Dow finished Thursday session up 22 points. The Nasdaq lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Most Asia-Pacific markets are lower. Tokyo stocks down nearly 3%. South Korea's KOSPI is down 2%. Still ahead here on WTOP, following breaking news out of the Middle East as Iranian state TV is describing a loud sound in western Iran in Isfahan province as flights are now diverted around an area. This is all amid tensions with Israel. We're monitoring to see if this indeed represents an Israeli attack. counterattack, I suppose you could say, after what happened over the weekend, or whether this might be just a one-and-done incident of some type. We're going to follow it for you here on WTOP, your breaking news, traffic, and weather station. Coming up as well, 7 men and 5 women have now been chosen to serve as jurors in the first criminal trial of former President Trump. And we're going to Robert Costa of CBS News, who's been covering from Manhattan. 1013, stay with us.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, then call Bull Oak today, Thursday, April 18th. Bull Oak uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy. This technology is backed by over 50 clinical studies, including research from Cambridge University. Our treatment gets to the root cause of ED by repairing blood vessels and increasing blood flow, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. This is over $800 in value. And today only, for those who call in the next 2 minutes, new patients will receive their first treatment completely free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and it's totally free. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. This offer ends today, Thursday, April 18th. 703-337-1919.
1014. A jury of 12 people has been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Most alternates must still now be selected. The rapid progress moves the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. At one point today, it looked like one step forward, two steps back. A couple of jurors were removed from the panel, but now we have an entire jury sworn in, plus one alternate. We asked about all that with CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa, who joined us a bit earlier.
In short, 7-5-7-12. In other words, the day began with 7 jurors seated. It went down to 5 after one nurse said she just believed she couldn't protect her own identity. Too many people already knew who she was. She was dismissed from the jury. Another person was dismissed from the jury for allegedly tearing down conservative posters years ago. And so it went down to 5. And then there was a talk of delay here at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. But ultimately, the judge, the prosecutors, Trump's legal team quickly put together a jury in the ensuing hours.
Now, we can't necessarily go through the description of each juror, but I have been seeing anecdotal reports that some of these folks say, you know, I don't follow the news that closely. I don't follow Trump that closely. Is this the type of person that at least one side has been looking to put on the jury?
All of those answers raise skepticism with me as a reporter. How could you not know much about Trump, a global figure, former president? But we do have a mix of people here on this jury, and I've been covering it very closely, who believe they can be impartial, even though they know who Trump is. And some of them follow who Trump is. Just a really quick snapshot. There's an engineer, a physical therapist, and a banker, among others. The banker says they follow Michael Cohen, one of the key witnesses in this case, on social media. They also follow Trump.
Is there reason to believe that the jurors are being selected carefully? I only say that because of this morning's trouble. It seems like things were shaky for a while.
It better be careful if you're the prosecution, because, look, if there's a problem with the juror down the line, you risk a mistrial. So both sides here are trying to make sure that this thing is pretty steady. And for the prosecution's a lot on the line. If this is moving too quickly and the judge is moving too quickly towards opening statements, it does put the prosecution potentially at risk. But the prosecutors and the judge here don't want to see unnecessary delay.
What was the dispute over witnesses today?
We're looking at a few ongoing disputes. There's a dispute over witnesses about what Trump can say about them. That's related to the gag order. There's going to be some kind of adjudication of the gag order sometime next week. In very brief terms, Trump's allowed to talk about the judge. He's allowed to talk about the district attorney. He's not allowed to talk about witnesses or jurors. But their question is, what can he do on social media? Can he repost article that does reference some of the witnesses, like Michael Cohen, or not? Where are the lines drawn? They seem a bit blurry in the eyes of the Trump legal team, so they're likely to be clarified.
Bob, may I lean on your long experience covering Donald Trump? You've interviewed him one-on-one. You've sat at tables with other reporters and spoken to him. How would you describe that demeanor? I can't say it's necessarily anger. It looks like bewilderment sometimes based on the court sketches. I just wonder what may be going through his mind.
One thing that was evident today, former President Donald Trump was very cold. The room was chilly inside the Lower Manhattan courthouse, and he remarked to reporters several times, cold in here, very cold. that was essentially his mindset today, to be candid.
CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa in Manhattan with the latest on former President Trump's hush money trial. Top stories we're working on here on WTOP. Breaking news, Iranian media say that there's been an explosion in Iran as Israel has vowed retaliation. We're waiting to learn more information, but one explosion reported in western Iran tonight. Was a local student just writing some fiction or truly threatening to attack a school in a nearly 130-page manifesto? Investigators say they're not taking any chances over that. That 18-year-old is under arrest. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pressing ahead with his plans on an aid bill for Ukraine, despite threats from fellow Republicans to kick him out of that job of House Speaker. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP. Let's get back to Bob Immler now in the traffic center.
Heavy and slow on 270, getting up past 370 into Montgomery Village. Now, there's been a work zone up there, which started at 124 and headed up past Watkins Mill Road. But now I think there's been a crash in the work zone, so be alert. Headed north on 270, and one caller said the traffic is completely stopped on 270 north at Montgomery Village. On 95 northbound between 195 and the Baltimore Beltway, two left lanes get by the work zone. Southbound 95 or Route 32, right lane is blocked by road work. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, traffic continues to run without delay. 50 out to the Bay Bridge is good to go. And around the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, no delays to report. Southbound 395 on the Virginia side, slow past Glebe Road toward King Street. Single right lane gets by the work zone. And looks like they're working again tonight on the inner loop just after the Springfield interchange, taking it down to a single lane there. 95 southbound after Stafford working on the right side. And northbound on 95 also working on the right side at Route 3 in Fredericksburg. Single left lane, in fact, is getting by. And it is quite slow getting up through Fredericksburg as a result. Bob Immler, WTOP traffic.
And now we are going to check in with Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After a delightful afternoon, we are going to see clouds start to move back in, but that's going to be very late this evening after about 11 p.m. We have temperatures that will continue to drop down into the 60s by late evening. And then for tomorrow, cloud cover expected around the area with some scattered showers from about 1 p.m. till 11 p.m. Temperatures will start out between 45 and 52 degrees and rise into the mid to upper 60s, about 65 to 69 for your afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Reston is at 62 degrees, Bethesda 59, National Mall 61 degrees. Some parts of our area could be down to the 40s overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Still ahead on WTOP, again, a report of an explosion within Iran as Israel has promised retaliation for that drone and missile strike from last weekend. So we're waiting to learn more information from the Middle East tonight, but at least one explosion reported in Iran. Also some other evidence that some type of retaliatory strike may be underway. Commercial aircraft, passenger jets are avoiding that part of Iran, moving to other airspace. We're trying to bring you some new information as it comes in right here on WTOP. We are your breaking news, traffic, and weather station. Student athletes in Virginia now able to cash in on their name. We've got that story on the way. Coming up here on WTOP.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 10:23 here on WTOP. So glad to have you with us tonight. Data on opioid overdoses show in Montgomery County, 42% of the youngest overdose patients showing up in emergency rooms were Latino. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports new research shows that Latino families, kids, and parents want more information, and they want to work on solutions.
Professor Amy Lewin with the University of Maryland's School of Public Health is the co-author of a new report that shows young Latinos from middle school through young adulthood want help related to substance use.
How you say no, how you understand what to do when people you know are using.
But being able to talk about it in an open way was a challenge. Diego Uriburu with the nonprofit organization group Identity says parents recognize they don't have the tools they need.
And they were resorting to tactics that don't work, like making threats, telling them that they're going to die, fear tactics.
Recommendations from the study include more cooperative efforts on substance use education and prevention with Latino community members involved in their development. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Virginia's governor has signed a law that lets the state's colleges and universities directly pay athletes through name, image, and likeness deals. The law takes effect July 1st. These rules were enacted about 3 years ago. To start, they allow college athletes to agree to deals with local and national businesses to compensate them for advertising or personal appearances. At some schools, it led to players being granted new trucks, for example, to drive throughout the season. Other amenities that are seen by many as giving the school a recruiting advantage over others. 10:25 here on WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Let's get right to Frank Hanrahan.
Well, we're counting down to the NFL draft. We are just a week away, so finally perhaps we can put all of the chatter to the side and see something actually happen, because who knows what the Commanders will do. Only the brass does, or even Adam Peters said he still doesn't know. I'm sure that's probably not the case. I'm sure he's leaning to some player. Could it be LSU's Jaden Daniels, North Carolina's Drake May? Those guys are